Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's face it, our relationship with technology is complicated. It's like that friend who's both amazing and exhausting, super convenient, always there for you, but can also be a bit of a drain sometimes, right? We live in a world where notifications are vying for our attention every second, and the scroll hole seems to have infinite depth. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, checking it even when you know you shouldn't? That's totally normal. We're all grappling with this digital overload, but today's episode is about taking back control. We're diving deep into creating a digital wellness plan, your personalized roadmap to reclaim your time, energy, and focus. Because trust me, a healthy dose of digital detox can be life-changing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-help tip. Blade. But hold on. This isn't about becoming a tech hermit. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life without taking you over. Think of it like this, you wouldn't eat junk food every day and expect to feel your best, right? The same goes for our digital consumption. We need balance. So, let's break down the key ingredients of a successful digital wellness plan. 1. Awareness is key. Before you can make any changes, you need to understand your current usage patterns. Think about it, what apps do you find yourself mindlessly scrolling through? When are you most likely to reach for your phone? Are there specific triggers that lead to excessive screen time? Tracking your usage for a week or two can be really eye-opening. You might be surprised by the results. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey and suddenly eliminate all social media. That rarely works in the long run. Start with small, achievable goals. Maybe it's setting aside 30 minutes each evening for tech-free time or limiting your social media browsing to just 1 hour a day. Celebrate those wins. Every step counts. 3. Create boundaries. This is where things get real. Designate specific no-phone zones in your life, like during meals, family time, or before bed. You can even use apps that block distracting websites or notifications during certain hours. Remember, it's about reclaiming control, not depriving yourself. 4. Find offline activities. Rekindle those hobbies you used to love: reading, painting, playing music, spending time in nature. Explore new interests. The more fulfilling activities you have outside of the digital world, the less you'll crave constant stimulation. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Pay attention to how you feel when you're using your phone. Are you feeling anxious, stressed, or even bored? Recognizing these triggers can help you break unhealthy patterns. When you catch yourself mindlessly scrolling, take a deep breath, put the phone down, and focus on something else, like enjoying a cup of tea or listening to some music. Think about that last time you were truly present in the moment, without your phone buzzing in your pocket. Remember how good it felt? You know that feeling when you're having a conversation with someone and you're actually listening, engaged, and connected? That's what we're aiming for, to cultivate those real-life connections and experiences. Now let me share a quick story with you. I remember this one time I was on vacation with my family, beautiful beach, amazing weather, everything perfect. But I felt constantly distracted by my phone, checking emails, scrolling through social media, you know the drill. I realized I wasn't truly present in the moment, enjoying the experience with my loved ones. So I put my phone away for the entire day. And let me tell you, it was a game changer. I felt so much more relaxed, connected to my family, and simply happy. It was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Think about that, what could happen if you made a conscious effort to unplug just for a few hours each day? Imagine the quality time you could spend with loved ones, the creativity you could unlock, or simply the peace of mind you could experience. So remember, creating a digital wellness plan is all about making conscious choices and setting healthy boundaries. It's not about deprivation, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus so that you can truly live a fulfilling life. Remember, every step towards digital wellness is a victory. Share your thoughts, tips, or even struggles with me. I'm here for you on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for daily doses of inspiration and real talk about navigating the digital world. Until next time, keep it real and stay balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.